Perhaps the first Europeans to come to this part of southwest Missouri were amazed to see such a vast village on the prairie. It was a town larger than almost any other outpost, save those cities on the east coast. But who was here, and why did they choose this location? Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you, or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Here on the prairies of what is today southwestern Missouri, a nation of Native Americans made their home.
The Osage were first recorded in 1673 by explorers Juliet and Marquette. The Osage covered a large area within Missouri, Arkansas, eastern Kansas, and Oklahoma.
Beth Basil shares the story from the Osage Village State Historic Site. What is today grassland was once a thriving settlement.
The whole village was actually around 200 permanent lodges with 2,000 to 3,000 people. And it was a great place for where the Osage started trading with the Europeans, as the first time they started getting into trade goods.
We may think of Native Americans living in teepees, but that's not how the Osage made their home.
The structures were actually longhouses, and they were anywhere from usually about 40 feet long to 20 feet wide, and their doorways were always facing the east.
The site of this large village was close to the Osage River. The first Europeans came to this particular village in 1719. A century later, the village was gone.
Between 1808 and 1825 is when the Osage signed treaties with the Americans to give up the land of Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Then in 1872, they gave the remaining of Kansas land for their present reservation in Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
But locals always knew there were rumors of a large village here.
The archaeology was done in the 1940s and 1960s, and that's when Carl Chapman actually discovered the size of the village.
Today, visitors can walk the trails and imagine the vast Osage village that once stood here long before the first Europeans ever visited these prairies. Traveling the countryside in Walker, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.